99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, folks. John Potter here. As always, I thank you for all your texts. 775-884-9910. And now and then we get a phone call. And on the phone is Molly Walt from Nevada, RSVP. Molly Walt, didn't I speak at your Carson City Rotary meeting?
You did. You did, yes. And then I just spoke with you a couple months ago about our homemaker campaign. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the speech, did it go over well? It doesn't sound like it did.
No. Yes, it's always good. Did. We always love to have speakers. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just paranoid here. I can't see you. It just sounded like, yeah, you did.
No. No. Usually, yes, I'm more enthusiastic. But so
all
sorry.
Right.
Yes,
so,
you did wonderful. Everybody loves you.
Now, that's what I was fishing for. Okay.
All right.
So, Molly. Sorry. Molly Walt is heading up the Nevada RSVP, an organization I love dearly. And RSVP is hosting a 4th of July fundraiser and celebration. And it's a very fun way for you folks to celebrate Independence Day. Molly, what is your party plan? What's the deal?
So this is our 34th year putting on the State Capitol fireworks show. So with that, then, is our fundraiser to help pay for the fireworks and to help pay for the direct services that our organization provides to seniors and adults with disabilities. We have a dinner as well. And we the fireworks show is staged at Eagle Valley Golf Course, which is 3999 Centennial Park Drive in Carson City, Nevada. There's plenty of free parking at Lower Centennial, Upper Centennial Park as well. People park on Arrowhead Drive, Highway 50. Really recommend that, but people do. The fireworks show starts at 9:30. The dinner, if you'd like to attend the dinner, it is $100 for adults, $25 for children. It's a barbecue dinner that is provided by Eagle Valley Golf Course. The gates open at 6. Dinner is served at 7. Fireworks show starts at 9:30. This year, we put in an additional $10,000 for the fireworks show to make it a wonderful and to celebrate the 250th.
Wow, it sounds like you've done this before. Now, the dinner, the dinner's at Eagle Valley?
Yes. So it's right there at Eagle Valley Golf Course. Yeah, the dinner and Kids Zone.
Right.
We have music. Yeah.
Raffle prizes and a silent auction with great items. But what do you have on the silent auction?
So we have some golf packages with some drinks available. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Wow. And then the raffle prizes that were donated from local businesses. So we're really excited. And we're really excited to provide the, I guess you would say, a beefed up fireworks show this year to celebrate the 250th.
Yeah. 10 grand for a beefed up fireworks show on top of what you paid before. Outstanding. How can folks get tickets to RSVP's 4th of July event?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, www.nvrsvp.org.
So it's a great way to celebrate while helping others. And let's get to the helping others part. Nevada RSVP helps our seniors, the disabled, and veterans in our rural counties to be independent and connected in their homes at no cost to them. These are people who may not have family nearby, may no longer drive. Many are alone in small communities trying to live independently, and RSVP gives them door-to-door transportation to medical appointments, food shopping, wherever. You know, a medical appointment could be a several hours drive, but you guys do it. Do you yourself make some of these trips?
I do if it is if a driver calls in sick, then we will dispatch it out to staff because we know that these medical appointments are extremely important to our seniors. They need them, and it's really hard to reschedule. So if a driver was to cancel and call in sick, we don't normally cancel our transportation. So we will then, staff will drive. So yes, I've driven before. I'm in the Carson City office, so I don't do the long distance trips. But like Winnemucca will come to Reno once a week. They come every Tuesday with a van full of clients to see those specialty doctors. Ely will go to Salt Lake, St. George, wow. Elko will go to Salt Lake, Twin Falls, Hawthorne will go up to Reno, Tonopah will go to Bishop, California, or Vegas, or Reno. Jeez. Yeah, so there's, our rurals lack in specialty doctors, you know, that are right there in the rural communities, so they do have to be transported to the urban areas.
Yeah, I'm sure being closer to services would be so much easier for them. And I don't mean to judge or anything, but why do they prefer to live in the rural areas?
It's where their homes are. And so to be, you know, and able to sell that home and to purchase something in an urban area, I believe becomes very challenging with the price, housing cost. Assisted living is extremely costly. And so I'm not really quite sure that it's affordable for our seniors right now.
Well, I say this because I get how they think. I love our rural places like Tonopah and Austin and Manhattan, Kingston, Nevada, up by Carver's.
Yeah.
I would love living that small town life, but I see the older folks who live there with no emergency medical help nearby. They're like 80 years old and they love their towns and families and friends. So that's what they tell you, huh? And plus the affordability of having a home there. Okay. Well, God bless them.
Yeah.
But it is a trade-off. You know, it is. And I don't think there are taxis or Ubers in Hawthorne, you know, so how would you get out and around town like those if you just don't drive? It's hard to picture. It really is. The wellness calls for folks who may be isolated, what are those like? Are they phone calls? What are wellness calls that RSVP does?
Yeah, so we have the Nevada Connections program, which is telephone reassurance. So we have volunteers throughout the state. So we might have a volunteer in Pahrump calling a client in Winnemucca. And they call them once or twice a week at a set time, and they visit with them. The phone conversation might be 15 minutes, it might be an hour, it might be 5 minutes. And so they'll just call, they'll check in, visit with them, provide that, you know, socialization, but then also, you know, how are you doing? Is there any other resources that RSVP might be able to help you with? And then those volunteers check back in with us, give us an update on the clients, and see if there's any other needs that we might be able to refer our clients to. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it adds that socialization, but it's also a check-in, because if the client has a set time, like 4 o'clock on Monday, and they don't answer, the volunteer calls back at 4:15, calls back at 4:30. If the volunteer cannot get a hold of them, by that time they call the office, and then we call the county MOST team, the sheriff's office, and ask them to do a welfare check. We don't provide the welfare checks, but we'll call the sheriff's office to do so, just to make sure that the client is okay.
It's good to know you're there, and you help with light housekeeping for seniors and those with disabilities. How wonderful is your organization, honestly?
Yeah.
I mean,
so we do have our homemaker. And then we also have our respite program, where we provide respite providers that go in and give our caregivers a break. Because we know that caregiving is taxing as well.
Do you have a radio on, Molly?
I do not.
Craig! Craig, turn your microphone off! Sorry about that, dear. Okay, and there's an issue, and I understand this. There's an issue, and people don't talk about this, and that is burnout among your volunteers. Do the caregivers run into difficult clients, or, I mean, it's a difficult job to begin with, but you address something about burnout among volunteers.
No, so the burnout is with the caregivers. Those are the loved ones
the caregivers.
That are taking
okay.
care. Yeah, and so we provide a respite provider that will go in and give the caregiver a break. And that is 4 to 6 hours a week. So that caregiver can go and run some errands, maybe do their own medical appointments, maybe even just go for a walk.
Yeah. Oh, I bet your caregivers and volunteers are much loved by these, I don't want to say desperate, but people who desperately need what you offer, especially eliminating loneliness as much as they can. And what is this Reminisce Cafe? You have a Reminisce Cafe. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so we started this just a couple months ago, and it is a it's offered for our caregivers and their care recipients, which is the individual that may be suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. It brings them all together to do an activity of sorts. And so there might be an art activity, a craft activity going on, and it's just a way for it's a support network for the caregivers, but then it's also an activity that brings the care recipients together in hopes to just that socialization that, hey, you're not alone. You may be struggling with something, but you are definitely not alone.
RSVP services are free to clients, but they're not free to provide. What's your website so folks can help out? And the best way to help out, I think, is getting those tickets to the 4th of July fundraiser and celebration you're putting on at Eagle Canyon. What's your website, Molly?
Eagle Valley Golf Course.
Eagle Valley Golf Course.
It is nvrsvp.org. And if you are in the area, it is going to be a phenomenal fireworks show this year.
All right. Molly promises. Molly, thank you so much.
Hopefully the wind. Hopefully the wind will help us.
All right. You have a place in my heart, my dear. You really do.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Molly.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. All right. I'm John Potter, bye-bye. Live and local. It's just you and me, folks, from now until noon. Open topic, 775-884-9910. I have so much to get to, so much to talk about. And coming up, we have Fox News and, of course, local news with Phil. I'm here till noon, so give us a ring or a text, 775-884-9910. Back shortly on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1018.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
Back in 2 minutes.
Coming up after the break.
99.1 FM Talk.
Bad Jack's fireworks, from firecrackers and Roman candles all the way up to the big ones you see exploding high in the sky. You can light them off legally over the 4th at Shores, Nevada. Get the best bang for your bucks at Bad Jack's Fireworks, south of Fallon on Highway 95 in Shores, Nevada. Bad Jack's, your best fireworks.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has 3 certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck, a tract, Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys 3 or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
From Northern Nevada, this is KKFT, 99.1 FM News Talk. Breaking news, local voices, real impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. The Noon News, weekdays at noon on KKFT 99.1 FM News Talk at 92.3 in Lyon County. Northern Nevada's news and talk station.
When you trust someone with a loved one's care,
That trust matters. Here's Joe Yates of Yates Law.
You trust a nursing home to protect the people you love, but too often injuries happen behind closed doors. At Yates Law, we handle nursing home abuse and neglect cases, including falls, bed sores, medication errors, dehydration, and physical abuse. If a facility failed to provide proper care, they may be legally responsible and strict deadlines apply. If something doesn't feel right, don't ignore it. Document and preserve the conditions, then call Yates Law. If you or a loved one has been abused or neglected, don't wait. Call me, Joe Yates, at 775-515-4401. That's 515-4401, or find us at yateslawpc.com.
Yates Law, protecting your loved ones, protecting your rights under Nevada law. Experience matters when it matters most.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Well, this week, a federal judge permanently barred President Trump from implementing voter ID, requiring people to show proof of citizenship when they register to vote, a decision that threatens the sacred integrity of elections, says me. Here's how Channel 8 reported it. A federal judge this week blocked the Trump administration from using a revamped immigration database to check voter rolls. Nevada Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is calling the ruling a, quote, big victory. Here's where the media slant comes in. They focus on big bad government checking voter records, invading your privacy, and not the show proof of citizenship when you register to vote. They don't mention that the main thing there. The story interviews Nevada Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, Democrat. That's who they went to for the expert opinion here. Aguilar said the judge's decision is a recognition that states have the responsibility to run their elections, and that it was, quote, just another in a long time line, rather, of attempts to gain access to Nevada voter rolls. Attorney General Aaron Ford, D, whose office... Whose office signed on to the lawsuit against it alongside California, of course, said the ruling is a victory for the Constitution, the rule of law, and the state's authority to administer their own elections. The Democrats and media, they don't talk about the show proof of citizenship part in their news stories. Why? I'll tell you why. Because polls consistently say 65-70% of Nevada voters want proof of citizenship to register to vote. Why would anybody be against it? Trump's order would not only have required people to provide proof of citizenship when registering to vote, but also to prevent mail ballots from being counted if they arrive well after Election Day. Nevada allows mail ballots to be counted up to 4 days after Election Day, as long as they are postmarked by then. And get this, Nevada law allows ballots with no postmark received up to 3 days after Election Day to be counted. No postmark, no record of it going through the post office, and they accept that 3 days after Election Day. So you can literally... I guess see the first 3 days of results and get yours vote in if the race is close. Trump's order would be acted on by the Department of Homeland Security. That's what it would, you know, what it would come over, come under. Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar, D, doesn't support the Department of Homeland Security. All the Republican-led states took Homeland Security up on the offer, but blue states have resisted demands to turn over their voter rolls to the Department of Homeland Security, which tells you it's purely political. They won't go along because Trump. Aguilar, D, also said, "We do not need somebody in the federal government who doesn't understand Nevada to dictate to Nevadans how we dictate." How does it, that doesn't make sense there. How we run our elections, that's up to Nevada. Okay, that's up to Nevadans. Yes, it is. And polls consistently say 65 to 70% of those Nevadans want things like proof of identity when you register to vote or vote. Ford and Aguilar are not listening to these folks. Politics and what California thinks comes first. Speaking of Aaron Ford, he refused to debate Alexis Hill, his opponent in the Democrat primary campaign for governor, but is now challenging Governor Lombardo to three debates ahead of the November election in November. Ford said that at least one of these debates must be hosted and broadcast in Spanish by a Spanish language media outlet. Channel 8 article reads, he says debates should be held after Labor Day. They spelled Labor, L-A-B-R. Ford said, quote, Lombardo has spent 3.5 years avoiding press and dodging questions. This from the man who refused to debate his primary opponent. A spokesperson for Ford's campaign would not say what has changed since Ford refused to debate Hill. The man is all Las Vegas. He doesn't know many people here, which means if he wins the governor's mansion, he's going to fill his staff with Southern Nevadans, just like Sisolak did, and he'll be an advocate for Southern Nevada. How could he not be? I think he'll win Clark County, but to beat Lombardo, he has to win Washoe County, and he's not going to do it. He has a very soft support to begin with. Nobody is excited about Aaron Ford. The guy, he's not the hardest working AG. He signed on to something like 40 lawsuits against Trump that the other states did the hard work to put together. He just joined Nevada to these lawsuits, even though most had little relevance to Nevada. He sued Trump to stop the use of IDs at polling places and to protect the right of men to play women's sports. Meanwhile, at the same time, I can tell you there are dire things in northern Nevada that we need our attorney general to pursue, and he ignores them. Like this. No, okay, this article is from January from News 4. From the Ask Joe file, it's been 6 months since the nonprofit environmental group Truckee Meadows Parks Foundation dissolved amid reports of financial mismanagement. The group fired its executive director, Heidi Anderson, before officially ceasing operations. We've been told as much as $300,000 went missing from the organization. So is anyone working to get to the bottom of this? Many of you have asked about this. The government agencies involved would not comment. The Attorney General's office, Mr. Ford, did not respond to questions for this story. This article's from 6 months ago over a possible embezzlement a year ago. But, you know, we're northern Nevada. We're not in his wheelhouse. Did he try to reopen churches and schools during COVID? No. Other states went to battle. The Supreme Court had to do the churches. Did he protect our freedom of speech from the abuses of the Biden administration? Not a peep. Since defending our civil rights were not important to him as AG, what does he stand for other than his own career? So I can't see him winning in Washoe. The Democrats should have picked Alexis Hill. She's northern Nevada, and at least she stands for something. Ford is just concerned about his next vacation. I hate how the entire state is held hostage by Clark County and their massive population. Washoe and the rurals have to come up with a lot of votes to override that tyranny. There's no balance. Nevada's vote is lopsided, and that weight on the scale leaves us with too many elected state lawmakers from southern Nevada governing and or ripping us off in northern Nevada. Yes, I know Joe Lombardo, southern Nevada, okay, lesser of two evils. But we had southern Nevada Sisolak and his Las Vegas staff closing schools and small businesses here. kids left without adequate education, and dozens of small businesses here in Reno and Sparks were forced out of business. The restaurants that truly suffered during that time, who still managed to stay in business, folks, they have not recovered. They tell me they haven't. How many suicides did that cause? We need a voice here in the governor's mansion, especially the rurals. It's like being a Republican in New York, where I'm from, or in Massachusetts, where I worked. Republican votes in those two states are almost worthless. We are not anything like Southern Nevada. Yet we have voters up here voting governors and Congress candidates from Southern Nevada to govern us. What gives? All right, I'll shut up. I'm John Potter, live and local, open phone line 775-884-9910. Got a break for news from Fox and Phil Galbraith, local news coming up right now, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
News. I'm Paul Stevens. The U.S. launching retaliatory strikes on Iran Friday following an Iranian drone strike on a Singapore-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. And now today,
Iran today confirming that it launched an attack targeting U.S. assets in the region. And shortly after, Bahrain confirmed that it came under fire from Iranian drone strikes, saying that that is a violation of the country's sovereignty and that Tehran is trying to undermine the ongoing peace effort.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv. A new note claiming to know the ID of two kidnappers connected to the Nancy Guthrie disappearance.
TMZ is receiving yet another email from a person claiming to know the identities of Nancy's two kidnappers and promising video proof in exchange for one Bitcoin.
Fox's Chandley Painter, Nancy Guthrie, of course, the mother of NBC's Savannah Guthrie. America's listening to Fox News.
Listening to FM News Talk, KKFT, KSBL. I'm Phil Galbraith. Here's a look at your news. A Carson City mayoral and state senate candidate faces felony charges for theft. 33-year-old Aaron Sims of Reno allegedly absconded with $19,737 from the Rural Nevada Democratic Caucus. Sims turned himself into a Carson City Sheriff's Office on Thursday. Firefighters from multiple agencies swiftly controlled a brush fire in Sparks last night. The Rancho Fire broke out in the hills just west of El Rancho Drive and Sullivan Lane just after 7 p.m. The fire burned 2.2 acres before forward progress was stopped. It took about a half hour. There were no injuries from the fire and no buildings were damaged. Firefighters responded to a small wildfire last night at South Lake Tahoe. The Blackwood Fire was located on National Forest land on the corner of Blackwood Road and Pioneer Trail near Ski Run Boulevard in South Shore. Fortunately, the fire size was limited to 1/10 of an acre and no one got hurt. The blaze was determined to be human caused. We'll have your weather for you in just a couple of minutes and keep the talk going. Follow us on X at 99.1 FM Talk.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
At Campani Capital Ford in Carson City, we know every Northern Nevada driver needs something a little different. Some need versatility for busy schedules, growing families, and everyday life. Others are looking for adventure and the freedom to explore beyond the pavement. That's why during the Ford Employee Pricing Event, you pay what we pay on select new Ford vehicles. The Ford Explorer delivers comfort, technology, and flexibility built for wherever the week takes you, from school drop-offs and road trips to everything in between. And when the road turns into something more more adventurous, Bronco is ready with capability designed for trails, mountains, and weekends that don't stay planned for long. Two SUVs, one trusted local dealership. Stop by Capital Ford today. See what employee pricing can mean for you and take advantage of increased trade-in values during the event where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. We drive Northern Nevada on select models OAC. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno Sparks. Excludes leases. Offer ends July 6, 2026.
Are you on a residential septic system? Well, Northern Nevada's best, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, now has 24-hour online booking. Just go to bonanzaseptic.com and click the Book Residential Pumping Now button. Answer a few questions for pricing and dates. Select a time, and they'll take care of the rest. Bonanza Septic is there for you with fast, reliable service. bonanzaseptic.com.
Thank you, Northern Nevada, for making us number one in the number two business.
It is a breezy, chilly weekend with overnight lows in the mid-40s, temperatures about 12, 13 degrees below our seasonal average, hanging right around 70. By next Tuesday and Wednesday, we get back into the 80s. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Sundays at 2, The Verdict, Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3, FM Talk.
The home of more local talk. Tomorrow it is Nevada Backcountry with Henry Evans, 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, 10 to 11. And, of course, I'm here every Saturday, 9 to noon, and we appreciate you listening. Okay, current temperature, Reno Sparks, 63 degrees. Nice. That is so nice. 64 degrees in Carson City, Arrington, 71 degrees. South Lake, 54. Excuse me. Even though those high winds didn't pan out, we still have a red flag warning in effect until 11 o'clock tonight, and the same goes for the lake wind advisory. But it's nice. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Something new this week? Well, we had it here on the weekday. I had this, I think, a week and a half ago. Phil mentioned it in his local newscast an hour ago, but and the RGJ finally reported it. The median home sale price in Reno Sparks reached new heights. Reno Sparks reported a median home price of $630,000 in May. Now, Channel 4 last night reported the number is $635,000. I get my MLS numbers from Reno's Guy Johnson, and it says here Reno Sparks $630,000, and I think Reno is like, oh my gosh, $690 or something ridiculous. The Reno home price data is limited to existing stick-built single-family homes, does not include townhomes, condos, modular housing, trailers, and new homes, but the median in Reno Sparks in May, an all-time high, $630,000. Oh my gosh, that is that's about $345 a square foot. The month of May also marked the second straight month for Reno Sparks homes to reach a record. Oh, we broke a record high in April too. When they had a median home price of $615,000 in April, went up $15,000 in just 1 month. They're still coming over the hill, folks. So anyway, let me localize this because I happen to have a friend who has picked this worst time ever to buy a home. And he's been trying to buy a property in Washoe County. And let me tell you, it has changed out there. As he and his wife are looking at houses around here, they're talking to some real estate people, and it is amazing, at least to an ignorant person like me, how the whole house purchasing, selling thing is going now. It's like you walk in, with $300,000 or $400,000 in your hand, and you have to like beg people to take your money. It's like, you know, they'll have an open house one day and they'll say to you, well, we're going to open bids and, you know, day after tomorrow or something like that. And then from those bids, they pick who gets the house, like a drawing, a lottery or something. It's interesting because this will be the largest purchase in your lifetime. And right now the environment is such that you will be treated like a beggar. I mean, really. And this reflects my ignorance about the home buying and selling business. It has no doubt changed dramatically over the last handful of years. It may be just another one of those things they blame on COVID. COVID changed everything. And as an ignorant person, I scratch my head and I say, how? What, because of COVID we can all be bastards? I don't know. Seems that way sometimes, doesn't it? And here's what happened here with our friend, the home buyer. These buyer friends of mine, they have a home inspector guy, because having a home inspector person is huge, right? You want someone who's smart on this and tell you not just is it a good deal or bad deal, but mainly, okay, if I buy it, what am I going to have to need to fix at some point soon? That's the purpose, I think, really, of a home inspector. And you want someone who is smart about this. And to really look at this house, you ought to have a home inspection. And now if you say, well, okay, good, I like this house very much, we're gonna have a home inspection. And the real estate people, according to him, will say, well, they're not going to do that. And you go, why not? He's buying a $350,000, $400,000 house. That's what houses cost now. And he can't take it to his mechanic to have him look at the engine. And it's, they're not going to do that. Okay, well, take the buyer who has to sell their old house. So the new purchase would be a contingent. They need to sell theirs. And it's, no, that doesn't happen. It's just an interesting sort of deal. If I come to your burger joint and I buy, you know, like a six, how much do they go now? $7? No, $8 or $13. Okay. If I buy an $8 hamburger, I expect to be treated with courtesy. And more often than not, I am going to be treated with courtesy. If you go buy a car, and cars are pretty expensive, like what, a new car? What do they cost? $55,000? Really? $55,000? And when you go to a car dealership, they treat you like you're royalty. Hey, nice to meet you, John. Can I get you a Pepsi or anything else to drink? Would that be okay? No? Well, sit down here. Well, you know what? Come here. Sit down in this car. I'll go get the keys and you could go take it for a drive. Any questions? I mean, they treat you right, you know? You go like, you want to go buy a ring or something like that. You go to one of these jewelry places. Come on, sit down. Let me see. Well, let me show you this. Anyway, it's like there's customer service in this, but you buy a house and you're spending dramatically more money than in any of those other places. And it is substantially a more significant part of your money and of your life. And right now it's kind of like, you know, the back of the hand. Yeah. And this, you know, I don't know when it started. I mean, in 50 some years of buying and selling and moving and selling and buying a house, I never experienced the forget the home inspector thing. In Nevada, yes, a home seller can technically refuse to allow inspections if they choose to do so. Now, doing so usually constitutes a breach of the purchase agreement. If your purchase contract includes an inspection contingency, the seller is legally obligated to allow the inspector, okay? And if the seller outright refuses to grant access to a home inspector, they're violating the terms of the contract. Then, as a buyer, You can cancel the deal with a full refund of your money deposit, or the seller can allow the inspection, but even after it's done and you ask for repairs or a credit, the seller can say no. They can legally refuse to fix anything. That's, I guess, how the legalese on this always was. But with the demand at a peak and the Reno home prices at an all-time high, it's so much of a seller's market, they can refuse having a home inspection because likely they have people so eager to buy. And I heard it takes like just 10 days to get a home deal to contract. They don't have to hassle with home inspectors. They can say no. Maybe I'm getting this totally wrong, but this is what he says. It's their right. But I bet those sellers ask for a home inspection themselves when they buy their next home, right? Now, not blaming the real estate agents on all this. I got friends who are agents, and this is all a seller's thing. It's their decision. It's their right. But just interesting times we're living in, right? So anyway, my friend has been trying to get into a house for his family, and this week he made a bid on one, and this week he got a text. I got a text from him. It says he did not get the house. There were five offers on it, and his was the only one with contingency and inspection. And it sold in the same range he offered, so they weren't off in price, but nobody else asked for an inspection. And me, I've always been told, don't buy a house without an inspection. And to me, the notion that you would buy a house without an inspection of the home is almost inconceivable. And yet the situation currently with home sales in our region is that if you ask for the inspection, the likelihood of you getting the house significantly jeopardized. So, and this is especially bothersome to me about that, is that if you're using a VA loan, which if you're honorably discharged from the military, you can use the VA loan. It's one of the benefits of your service, but it requires an inspection of some sort to make sure that the water and the sewer and the structure are functioning and that the property is truly worth what they're about to guarantee your loan to buy it. And so I'm confused. So if there can't be any inspections, how does that work? VA loans require inspections unless they changed it. And there's a part of me that says that would be discriminatory based on veterans' status. Anyway, here's some good news in all this drivel. If you are selling a property, this is a very good time to do so. Congratulations. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910 is our number. Back with, John is calling. Okay, let's go to the phones. We can squeeze that in. Let me see here. Okay, sorry, I did go too long on that. John called back. I'll be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1049.
Got permission to speak, yeah.
Permission granted. 884-9910, KKFT.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally. And I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formula's product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
Have you ever considered what it would be like if you lost everything you had? Most of us think, well, it'll never happen to me.
Unfortunately, it does happen more often than you think. With wildfire a real risk, the extreme wind we get in northern Nevada also a big concern. You could be, in fact, you are at risk without good insurance and the company to help you in time of need. Warren Reed Insurance can provide the protection you need at an affordable price. Call me, Mike Downs, at 782-2277. That's 782-2277.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month. You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
Fernley invites you to celebrate the birth of liberty. This 4th of July is a fun-filled day with a pancake breakfast, parade, flag-raising ceremony, a car show, live music, craft vendors, and yummy food. Cheer the Guns or Hoses Sheriffs versus Firefighters Grease Pig Contest. Compete in horseshoe tournaments or kids diving for dollars. The Fernley 4th of July fireworks show is one of the biggest in the state. Dance the night away with Whitewater Band playing till midnight. Dry RV and camping is available. Fernley, celebrating the birth of liberty.
It is a breezy, chilly weekend with overnight lows in the mid-40s. Temperatures about 12, 13 degrees below our seasonal average, hanging right around 70. By next Tuesday and Wednesday, we get back into the 80s. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Sundays at 2, The Verdict, Ted Cruz, 99.1 FM Talk.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
So the Supreme Court this week struck down a Hawaii law requiring people to get permission to carry guns into stores and hotels. Yes, another Supreme Court ruling that backs Second Amendment rights. The high court's decision means people can carry guns in a privately owned property like shopping malls and gas stations unless the owners specifically say guns are banned there. Hawaii and four other Democratic-led states, California, Maryland, New York, and New Jersey, backed the original law limiting where in public guns can be carried. You know, just in the last break, I was reading an email from a man who described himself in a friendly, jovial way as a long-haired, gun-toting liberal. And I rejoiced to see those words. And it makes me think about something I've wondered about most of my life. And that is, why are so many liberals against guns? And the response being shouted right now from what's the most liberal place we broadcast to, South Lake, Tahoe, maybe? I don't know. Okay, South Lake, why are so many liberals against guns? And the response being shouted right now from the left is because, well, they killed people, stuff, you know, like that. And I know that a liberal today is not like what a liberal was when we were growing up. A liberal when I was growing up in the early 70s, most of them were like college and middle-aged hippies. A liberal was sort of a, hey, do your own thing, you know, a live and let live kind of person, a different drummer sort of people. And myself, I kind of like that, you know, I'll be me, you be you, we'll all be cool. Is that all right? I mean, that's live and let live. I think that actually ought to be one of our mottos in this country. I would add some mottos and keep the ones we got. E pluribus unum, in God we trust, keep all those. But I would add live and let live. I would also add mind your own business. I think those are good mottos. Our country could use them with, you know, some kind of free living, everything is cool, man, hippie approach. It's not exactly my thing, but I feel real comfortable around people whose thing it is. And I'm sort of that way myself, though I've changed. I'm different. I get haircuts more often now. But anyway, my point is that among those type of liberals, I always felt I had a lot in common. The liberals today are more,
your business is my business, and live and let live with restrictions.
And I've never understood why they are anti-gun, because in my way of thinking, a lot of the liberal, I want my rights type of stuff, it's like, yeah, sure, well, here's another one of your rights then. So there's a story in here that fits this. Years ago, when I got out of college and I got one of my first broadcast jobs right here in Reno, there were a lot of us news people and a lot of newsrooms, you know, back when newspapers were a thing. And this was like 40 plus years ago, back when I was writing news stories for my morning radio show, circa 1978 in Reno. And I would go to the police station with the other radio and newspaper reporters. We'd go through the night's police reports and write up the good reports into stories. Well, in that day, back in the 70s, pistol permit information was a public record. There was a time when Nevada's concealed pistol permits were a matter of public record. And by the way, we called handguns pistols back then. And when you were trying to look somebody up, when you're writing a story, that was sometimes one of those things you would see in their records, their pistol permits. And really, it was easy to do. You didn't have to do this freedom of information and whatever else like that. You just went over to the clerk's office, whatever county you're at, and say, yeah, I'm doing a story. I'd like to look at the pistol permits you have, or could you tell me, does so-and-so have a pistol permit? And it was like going to the information desk at a library. Yes, okay, could I see that? Can I see the information on that? So at any rate, at the same time, gun control was becoming a thing back then after the shootings and the assassinations, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, George Wallace. And I was at some campaign event and some Nevada state Democrat politician was up there crapping on gun owners, and it ticked me off. All the gun owners I knew then, and most everybody had guns in Nevada back then, were really great people. And so I said, I wonder if that so-and-so has a pistol permit. And so my curiosity sparked, and I went over and I looked it up, and sure enough, that son of a pup did have a pistol permit. And I got more curious, and I started going through the records of the high-up liberals in town, and truth be told, about half of them had pistol permits. But I didn't write or say anything about it. I didn't tell anybody. My lips were sealed because those people were Americans, and I'm an American. I got my pistol permit. I exercised my right. I'm glad you are choosing to do the same. You know, it's good to live in America. How about a high five, right? But the deal is that sometimes you have these Democrat politicians who are doing things against people's right to keep and bear arms, and are specifically often against people's right to own or carry handguns. And some of them today have got handguns and pistol permits themselves. And you just want to say, hey, hold it. If you think it's reasonable for you to have one, I don't disagree with it. You're an American, God bless you, but what about me? What about us? I might pick up on this again after news. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1 FM Talk.